Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Ossus from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And thank you, Batman, our announcer. We always got to make fun of our announcer.
Well, we don't always have to. We just do.
We have to.
I'm sure the station's tired of us
compelled
doing
to do that. Yeah.
We've been doing it since the beginning of the year when they changed our station.
So intense.
Well, speaking of movies, anyway, Batman the movie, and you know,
right.
Now we're talking about Dirtbag.
That's right.
The movie.
We're happy to have Andy,
which
McDonough
I will be
here.
Posting a bunch of information. And again, for our listeners, if you want to go find more about this after, now you can go to dirtbagmovie.com, or you can find any of our social media. And of course, this show will be recorded and posted as a podcast, and you'll be able to access links through that afterward.
Right. But for now, we've got Andy McDonough here with us. Andy,
live and in person.
So Andy, the movie Dirtbag, it's about Fred Becky. And tell us about Fred. And I'd love to know kind of your interactions with him as well.
Yeah. So Fred Becky he's a true, in my mind and a lot of people's minds, a true pioneer. And one of the last true pioneers. He saw an opportunity when his family moved here from Germany as a child. They moved to West Seattle, and he grew up in that neighborhood. But early on, he started going out and climbing mountains through the Boy Scouts and other organizations like the Mountaineers. But he quickly realized through reading some of these old European climbing tales that a lot of these climbs and a lot of this area in the Pacific Northwest in particular was untouched, and it hadn't been climbed before. And in Europe, everything had been climbed. So I think early on, without even knowing it, like almost subconsciously, he realized there was a significant opportunity here. And his passion carried him to be the person to hold the most first ascents of North American peaks than anyone.
Oh, really?
And
oh, wow. I used to be a member of the Mountaineers. When I first moved here at the end of 89, it was one of the first things I did because I wanted to take mountaineering courses so I could go out in this beautiful wilderness we have here.
So Fred Becky wrote like 13 different books, a lot of them guidebooks. I remember when I first started climbing, that was what I grabbed.
I probably owned some of those and didn't even realize it.
Yeah, he wrote three different volumes of climbing in like the North Cascades, for example.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what I have.
Yep. And basically, he lived his life with a singular focus and passion that, you know, maybe he drove some people away, maybe he attracted some people, but at the end of the day, he really only cared about climbing and figuring out what his next adventure was going to be.
Right.
So he did that for his whole life, up to and including us taking him to Squamish when he was 93 years old a couple summers ago. And he was still climbing then, which is one of the ending scenes of our film.
That ending scene, I don't want to give the movie away. It's a fantastic movie. It really, really is. But it was a little bit just kind of heartbreaking to kind of watch those ending scenes there.
Yeah, it was tough.
You're not going to give any spoilers are you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I think what Eric is alluding to is that Fred was so focused that even if his body was failing him, his mind didn't know anything different. That's what he's done for 80 plus years.
Yeah.
Is just go climbing, go on adventures, and that's all he wanted to do.
Got it.
But we went to the Banff Mountain Film Festival in 2012 with that K2 movie that we have.
Yeah.
And we saw Fred give a slideshow in this like sweaty basement bar. And I just remember my producing partner, Jason Reed, and I were sitting there like, I can't believe this guy doesn't have a story like a documentary film done about him. So over the years working on other projects, we reached out to the director, Dave Oleski. And he lives in Telluride, and he had been actually working on this project for 10 years when we finally reached out to him and we all decided to get together and work on it. It was another about 2.5 years of us in post-production trying to get the film to the finish line. And then since then, we did this big film festival tour throughout the world.
Right.
We've won.
So this was a labor of love.
Absolutely. Like this guy, he's a historical figure. And I think he will be recognized as such and that pioneer that I referenced for many generations.
I think I, during my holiday off time, need to go and watch this.
Oh, you really.
It sounds fascinating.
You really should. Andy, can you talk a little bit about the whole Everest thing?
The Everest thing?
So Fred kind of did things his way.
Mm-hmm.
And although...
That's why it's the legend of.
Yeah. His peers recognized him as like the American climber at that time.
Yeah.
he wasn't one that was like ready to go play nice or play politics.
Not a team player necessarily.
Or compromise. He was like, I'm going to do it my way, and I'm going to do it, in our opinion, for the purity of it. He wasn't trying to do anything for anybody else.
Okay.
He loved the outdoors, so there was a little bit of a conflict on a Himalayan climb, and people felt like he wasn't playing nice with others.
Right.
And so he got passed over. That's when...
instead of playing nice in the sandbox, he wasn't playing nice on the mountaintop. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like Jim Whittaker, he became the first American to summit Everest, and, you know, he went on to be involved in politics and run companies, and everyone was like, that's not Fred. Like, that's not the guy he is. And in fact, the title Dirtbag, in our opinion, was more of a positive term. It was a badge of honor. Because
well, that's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, why is this called Dirtbag? Yeah.
Well, he created this lifestyle, and this lifestyle of always being out on the road and going to the next adventure, road tripping, if you will.
Right.
It wasn't present before Fred started it, and everyone started doing it after Fred did it, and they did it for the purity of it, for the love of it.
Yeah.
And that's really what
is this why some climbers smell the way they do?
Yeah. Exactly.
For the purity.
I mean, I don't know how pure that is, but
you know, you start to cross that line where you're not living.
I mean, I don't mean to.
With societal norms.
I've been to some parties with a bunch of climbers. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Wow, there is a thing called a bath.
Very true.
It's like, you must have just come in from trail. Like, holy smokes.
That's right. Fred, old some of the stories go, you know, he would always stock up on his sugar packets and his cream cheese and his ketchup at the local fast food places. And he would carry around the same coffee cup because he'd get free refills, but he figured out a way to live life in a most frugal manner because everything was about him climbing.
Oh, no wonder Eric enjoys this.
Yeah. We're kindred spirits in that regard.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Right.
One of the best things about this whole story is that we teamed up with some people, you know, that helped sponsor the film, and Patagonia was a great supporter of the film.
Mm-hmm.
Yvon Chouinard, the founder of Patagonia, was mentored by Fred
when
he was a younger climber in the alpine sense. And they helped support us. And one of the conditions they tried to write in our contract was that you got to get the film finished before Fred passes away.
And
we're like, well, that's great in theory. We'd love to be able to do that. But it was really, really important, since Dave had been working on it for 10 years, that we actually get the film done. And we got it done. Fred came to the premiere, the world premiere in Telluride at the Mountain Film Film Festival over Memorial Weekend. And he actually liked it. And that was the most important piece to it all for us. And then we had
Because not everybody likes documentaries that are done about that.
Yep. I mean, he didn't actually like the title. He didn't think he was a dirtbag.
Yeah.
And we talked to him about, we actually think it's a positive name to use.
Right.
And it creates,
creates
question, actually.
It does, because I'm like, why is he a dirtbag? If there's a legend of, like, is he someone I'm not going to like?
But that also makes somebody want to watch the movie. It's like, what's this all about?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Well, you hope so.
And he is truly legendary. There are many, many stories that the film goes into. Like, you know, he's had a lot of girlfriends over the years. Mm-hmm. He's supposedly...
I think I recall seeing that in the trailer somehow.
Has this black book of all these climbs. And it was very competitive in the sense that people were racing to be the first person to climb a certain peak once they found it. So Fred was secretive in that way.
Mm.
So the black book is legendary as well. But at the end of the day, I think this will be a story that will be appreciated for more than just right now when the film has been released.
How long is the film?
I think it's 96 minutes.
Oh, okay. Totally reasonable.
Yeah, it's full length.
Okay.
And if somebody wants to watch this film, what's the best way?
Right now it's on iTunes and Amazon and Google. We are selling DVDs and Blu-rays right now. So you can get it a bunch of different ways.
Okay.
Well, you know, as we're kind of winding down during the holidays, I'd really recommend watching this film. It's a perfect time of year.
Yeah,
it's
if you want to learn something about the Pacific Northwest, what a great way to do that.
It will make you want to get out in the mountains like no other film I've ever
seen. Well, and that's part of what this show is about, also talking about the Pacific Northwest lifestyle.
That's right,
Andy McDonough, thank you so much for being on here today and talking about the movie.
Yeah, thank you again, Andy. Really appreciate it. And again, Dirtbag, the movie. You know, Google it, Amazon.com, iTunes. And thank you all for listening today. Hope you had as fun as on the show as we did. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for more Open House with Team Reba here on AM 1590. The Answer. The preceding program was sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.